Here in just a moment, we're going to have Cleo come and read Psalms 55. And so if you'll be turning in your Bible to Psalms 55, and we're going to be discussing today what to do with life's burdens. What to do with life's burdens. I'm sure we probably got some folks here this morning, and maybe some folks that have tuned in. Life isn't going as planned. Maybe some of you this week had quite a burdensome week, what do we do with all these things? How do we figure it out? How we divide it all out? We're going to talk a little bit about that today. And Lord willing, if you listen to what the Lord of God, what the Word of God has to say, and let the Lord speak to your heart, it'll help us process the burdens that we all bear in the circumstances of our lives. And so, Cleo, why don't you come on up and read Psalms 55 for us?
Psalm 55. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness, Selah. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me, then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man mine equal, my guide and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together, and we walked unto the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick into their hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, Selah. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hands against such as he at be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee.
You know, we have a great Savior. I'm sure that somewhere this past week, your week didn't go as planned. And maybe you got a little bit burdened, or maybe you got a little bit down because of how things were going. And as we look at what's going on in our world today, and you know, we keep thinking, man, what next? You know, can it get any worse? Well, I hate to tell you this, but yes, it can and it will. And again, as we look into the Word of God, I want to talk about burdens this morning. What do we do with life's burdens? Three places in the Bible it talks about burdens. One of them was in Psalms 55 and verse number 22. The Bible says, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. And then in Galatians chapter 6, if you want to go to Galatians chapter 6, in verse number 5, Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 5, Galatians is still in the New Testament, right? Okay, there we are, yeah. Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 5, it tells us, "For every man shall bear his own burdens." And then in Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 2, it tells us, "Bear ye one another's burdens, so fulfill the law of Christ." Now, as we look at all these things, some people might say, well, the scripture is contradicting itself. In one place it's telling us that that every man shall bear his own burdens. In another place it tells us that bear ye one another's burdens. In another place it tells us, cast thy burdens upon the Lord. And I want to take a look at each one of these today, which I really believe will help us process in our lives what to do with life's burdens. Because each and every one of us, we suffer life's burdens, and we have difficulties and we have situations, and what do we do with them, and why do we have them? It would be easy for me to say, and I've been asked this many times, why do babies die? Why do people get sick? Why is there suffering upon the earth? Well, the easy answer for me as a preacher is to say, because of sin. The wages of sin is death. There is a penalty to sin. But as we look at burdens, and as we look at the things in our lives that bother us, I want to kind of help us a little bit here this morning to process that. And before we go any further, I'm going to go ahead to the Lord in prayer. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you so much, Lord, for the day. Lord, we thank you for another week that you're going to allow us to serve you. And Lord, I thank you for allowing us to be able to put you first this week and gather here in your house. And Father, I pray for those that are not among us this morning that are sick and not feeling well. Lord, I pray that you touch their bodies. I pray that you'd heal them. Lord, I pray that you would bring them back to the house of the Lord. And Father, I pray for those who are traveling. Lord, I pray that you would keep them safe. And Lord, I pray that you just work in their hearts and their lives and watch over them. And Father, I just pray that you would be with each and every one here. Lord, I pray that if anybody among us that's not saved, I pray that today would be the day they would accept you as their Savior. And Father, I pray that if there's anybody among us, Lord, that's bearing a burden, Lord, I pray that today's message would encourage them. Lord, I pray that today's message would help them to have a better understanding. And Father, I pray that your will would be done, and we'll love and thank you for it. In your name we pray. Amen. As we look at some things here in the scriptures, first of all, I want to talk with you a little bit about in Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 5, where it says, every man shall bear his burden. And I want to kind of help us understand that statement here. And I want to point out some things here. And what we have to understand is our burdens in life, because it says, let every man bear his own burdens. There's some things that have been put upon us. There are some burdens that we bear. And folks, you say, well, this may not be very comforting, but it is comforting. Each and every one of us have burdens, and our burden, and the burdens we're talking about here, where every man shall bear his own burden, these burdens are not transferable. And what I mean by that is they're burdens that God has laid upon you, or that God has allowed into your life, and these are burdens that you must bear. You say, well, why do we have to bear burdens? Well, first of all, as we talked about, sin. God created a perfect earth. He created a perfect world. He created a perfect man and a perfect woman, put them in the perfect environment. Well, and they decided that wasn't good enough. And again, the consequences of that was the burden. As Adam and Eve sinned, they were the burden of sin caused death, and they were placed out of the garden. And they and God told Adam from that point on that he would have to work from the sweat of his brow. And so as you go out this week and you're working and you're in this heat and you're sweating, I guess you can blame it on Adam. But it's sin. And so burdens, our burdens are, in this case, in Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 5, are burdens that are non-transferable. They're burdens that we ourselves must bear. No man can perform the duties for another. You know, burdens are not always the sorrows that come up in our lives. Burdens are those things that we have been called to bear. And again, they're non-transferable. And I'll just give you some good examples. When you speak of a home, the burdens that are bore in the home primarily are borne by the husband, because it's his responsibility. And one day the husband is going to stand before God and give an account for the decisions that he made in his home. And you say, well, you know, I don't know about that, preacher. Well, let's look at what happened with Adam and Eve. Who took of the tree? Eve did. When it came time for reckoning, who did God question first? He questioned Adam. Because it was Adam's responsibility to bear the burden of his home. It was Adam's responsibility. And again, he was questioned. So there are burdens that we have in life that are not transferable. There are some situations, there are some things in our life, duties that God has given us to perform that is not transferable. I'll give you another one. For the Christian, for those of us who are born again, bought by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, it has been laid upon us the burden to reach the world for the Lord Jesus Christ. That is a non-transferable burden. That burden is for each and every born-again believer. You can't take your burden of reaching the world to the Lord Jesus Christ and lay it on somebody else. You know, it's really kind of easy for us. You know, we support a number of missionaries back there on the back wall, and we give financially to them to help them do their goal, to reach the goal that God has for them. But, you know, we cannot lay our burden that God has commanded us to go into all the world and preach the gospel on them, because it's our burden to bear. You say, well, preacher, how do we do that? Well, first of all, we support missionaries. We pray for missionaries. We help them get to a place where they can fulfill the Great Commission in their life, and by helping them out, and you say, well, you know, I can't afford to give in missions. I can't afford to support anybody else. Well, it's a burden that you need to bear. It's a burden that you should be bearing, and it's a burden that if you're not bearing, that you need to. And again, it's a non-transferable burden. There are some things in our life, and this is what the Word of God is telling us here in Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 5, that for every man shall bear his own burdens. There are some things that are put upon us. There are some things that we bear. There are some things that we have that we're responsible for that is non-transferable. And again, in Mark chapter 13 and verse number 34, it tells us, to every man his work. Now, that's really interesting. It doesn't say every man a work. It doesn't say to every man some work. What it says is to every man his work. And what I'm getting at, brothers and sisters in Christ, each and every one of us have been assigned by God a burden or a duty, or a job that he has given to us that we must fulfill. It is a burden that we must bear. And a lot of times we try to pass the buck. We try to give that burden to somebody else. We try to lay that responsibility on someone else when in fact it's our burden to bear. You know, as I think of Faith Independent Baptist Church, it's our responsibility to reach the area and within our church is. And we need to be a lighthouse. And you know what? Sometimes that can be a burden. Sometimes that'll manifest itself in costing us some time of going out and knocking doors and telling people about the Lord Jesus Christ and inviting them to church. Sometimes it will inconvenience us by having a bunch of little snotty-nosed rugrats run around here and get in trouble. And be burdensome, and it can even be a financial burden. But again, folks, it's a burden that we must bear. The Bible says, "Every man shall bear his own burden." In our homes, when God blesses us with children, and sometimes we can look at those children and think, "Well, it's really not a big blessing," but they are. They really are. And you'll see that later on in life, I promise you. And especially when it gives itself in grandchildren. Grandchildren are God's blessing for not killing your children. And I mean that sincerely. And I have fun being a grandpa. I sugar them up and send them home. And now you all be praying for my grandchildren because they're going to go on a sugar fast in about a month. While Deanne and Mark are looking for another house and they're staying with us, the kids are going to go on a sugar fast. You know, Grandpa's not going to be as quick to pass out sugar because I won't be able to send them home. They'll be right there in the house with me. So you pray for them because they're going to suffer. But I'll tell you what, I promise you, I will make up for it when they find the house. But anyway, everybody has a burden to bear. To every man, his work is what the Word of God tells us. There is a program for you to carry out. There's a niche. There's a situation that you as an individual needs to fulfill. There's a task that you need to face that no one else can face for you. And again, what I'm getting at here, folks, is God has a job for each and every born-again believer, and it's a burden, and it's a necessary thing that needs to be carried out, and sometimes what we do is we lay that burden aside. I want to challenge you to pick up that burden. I want to challenge you to pick up that niche, that place that God has given you in Faith Independent Baptist Church. And you know, when you find that niche and you get busy at it here at Faith Independent Baptist Church, you'll have less to complain about. You know, I've been talking to some folks, and you know, we've been talking about all these protests that are going on, and it really kind of aggravates me. And somebody said one time, well, you know, why don't you get out there and protest? I said, well, I'd like to get out there and protest. I'd like to go to Washington and stand on the federal courthouses and pretend to be handcuffed and drug off, for a good cause. I'd like to do that. But I'm too busy working to pay for those who are not working and living off the system to go complain about what they don't have that they do have. I'm not even sure where I got off on that one. But you know, again, there are burdens to bear. There are situations and a job for each and every one of us to do here at Faith Independent Baptist Church. And this is where I got off on that one. It's a lot of times what we do is we want to lay that burden off on someone else. You know, when you lay that burden off on someone else, odds are that job goes undone. Odds are that job just goes undone. There's nobody else to do it. There's no one else that's going to pick up the slack. And so I want to encourage you, each and every individual of Faith Independent Baptist Church, find your niche. Find where God wants you to be. Find what God wants you to be doing and get in that and serve. Take on that burden because it's a burden that you've been given. And there is a life for you to live, separated from every other in all the world. And you say, what are you talking about there, preacher? There's no one of us, or I should say there's no two of us that are the same. And our purpose that we have in life that God has designed us for separates us out from anybody else in the world. And we need to find out what that is. And the Bible tells us that nobody can repent for your sin. It's a burden that you bear. Nor can no one believe on Christ for you. We must everyone give an account of ourselves. You know, there's a lot of religions today that teach you can pray and earn brownie points for the lost that are dead. You know, unfortunately, that's false. That's a lie. No one can repent for you. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you've not accepted Him, if you've not gone to Him and put your faith and trust in Him, it is a burden that you must bear. And no one can repent for you, nor can anyone believe in Christ for you. You know, there's a lot of faithful people. Spent a lot of time yesterday lighting a lot of candles, saying a lot of prayers, and repenting and believing in Christ for someone else. Well, it was all for nothing. Because you know there are some burdens that just that are not transferable. There are some things that we must do. This means that nobody is to get lost in a crowd. You know, God doesn't want you to get lost in a crowd. You know, Faith Independent Baptist Church is not a place for you to hide. You say, well, what do I do? Well, God's got a job for you. There is to be no hiding behind others. Nor hiding behind organizations. You know, we all like to hide. You know, and every now and then what we do is we hide behind crowds and we try to hide behind things. You know, and what we got to understand is the burden that God has called us to bear in Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 5 is our own burden. That thing that God has for you. The second thing we'll look at here this morning is when the Word of God tells us in Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 2, it says, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Now there's some burdens that no one else can bear for you, but the Word of God tells us here that there's some burdens that we need to share one with another. You say, well, you know, isn't the Bible contradicting itself? No. What this means is that our burdens are oftentimes community burdens, social burdens, burdens to share with others, and others are to share their burden with us. You know, as I think about this burden, and again, I think about the command that God has given to our church. You know, I come to answer the call of the Lord Jesus Christ to pastor this church. But you know, it's not my burden solely. That burden, and to reach the world and to get the gospel message out is a burden that must be shared. And again, when everyone else takes up their part and they begin to do their part, not one person is burdened down. And we talk about bearing one another's burdens and immediately preceding this verse, bear ye one another's burdens. It says, brethren, if any man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. You know, there's a burden that we need to share one with another. And the Bible tells us, when a brother is overtaken in a fault, we which are spiritual are to restore such a one. You know, when our brothers and sisters in Christ falter, you know what our responsibility is? Is to go help them out. Amen. You know what that means? Sometimes what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to bear the load of their sin. You say, now wait a minute. That's not my fault. They did this or they did that, and it's their fault. They should suffer. No, as brothers and sisters in Christ, what we need to do is come up alongside of them and as the Bible says, restore them. And restore them and help bear their burdens. Because you know what? There's going to be one day when it's going to happen to us. And we're going to need somebody to come up alongside of us, and instead of giving us a big swift kick in the butt, we're going to want them to have mercy. We're going to want for them to come alongside of us and help us out. So be careful. Be careful, brothers and sisters in Christ, those who fall away or those who have got a problem. We need to help them bear that burden. We need to help restore them back to where they need to be, because there'll be a day when you'll need help. When you'll need someone to come up alongside of you and to lift you back up and to help restore you and help you to get back into that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. And again, what that's talking about, in the spirit of meekness, sometimes it's very hard when you're helping someone out, especially... the old saying, you can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. You know, when you point it out to them, and I'm not talking about pointing out their sin, they already know their sin, but you point out to them the answer from the Word of God, and you try to, you know, help them and love them in the spirit of meekness, and then they get stubborn and decide not to follow the advice. You know, that's when you want to give them a piece of your mind. Now, we need to be careful, because some of us, we don't have too many pieces left. We need to be careful about giving a piece of mind. And again, the spirit of meekness is just the willingness in being patient. And loving that person through their situation. And again, coming up alongside of them and restoring them and helping them and making contact with them. You know, and again, what that does is that reason it says, bear ye none of the burdens, because you know what that cost? It costs time. You know, when I'm helping someone else get restored back to where they need to be, you know what that means? That takes a little bit more of my time. That takes some time out of maybe something that I wanted to do. But you know what you find when you yield to the Lord and you help a brother and sister in Christ and you lift them up and you restore them and you help bear their burdens? That's what it's talking about. Bear ye one another's burdens. And lifting them up and restoring them, helping them to get back to where they needed to be. Because again, when the day comes and you need it, you know, oftentimes we'll look at, we'll think, well, you know, look what this person did. Well, it's not nearly as bad as I, of what I've done. It's not about who did what. It's not about whose sin is worse than other people's sin. You know, because in the eyes of the Lord, sin is sin. Amen. Sin is sin. And so it talks about bearing one another's burdens. And then it says, what's really interesting, so fulfill the law of Christ. You know, it's really interesting as it gives us that part. Bearing one another's burdens, so fulfilling the law of Christ. What did Christ do for us? What did Christ do for us? It was not my sin. It was my sin that put him on the cross not his sin, because he didn't have any. He went to the cross on my behalf. And it says, so fulfill the law of Christ. What did the Lord Jesus Christ tell his disciples? Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. You know what the law of Christ is? The law of Christ is you do unto others as you would have them do unto you. What you do is you reach down to them and you help restore them. And so fulfilling the law of Christ. My sin caused the Lord Jesus Christ to be crucified. And you know what? Bearing each other's burdens, bearing each other's life's burdens, a lot of times will cost us. I would say most of the time will cost us. But you know what the Bible tells us to do? Bear you one another's burden. You know, the first burden we look at, every man must bear his burden. You know what our responsibility is? You know what his burden is? Well, is bearing the burdens of other people and helping them, coming up alongside, comforting them, and helping them get back into fellowship of the Lord where they need to be. And the last one we'll look at here is it tells us in Psalms. Let's go back over to Psalms chapter 55. Psalms chapter 55 is where we find this other way of dealing with burdens, or what we're supposed to do with burdens. Psalms 55 and in verse number 22, it says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. I don't know about you, but there's sometimes that the burdens of life just weigh me down. The burdens of life it seems like it, you know, when it comes from every side, when it seems like there's problems upon problems upon problems. You know what I need to do? The Bible says, cast thy burden. Not burdens, burden. That thing that you're carrying, the Bible says, cast it upon the Lord, and he will sustain thee. You know, the Apostle Paul, he talks about in his letters to the churches about an infirmity, and he really never says exactly what it is. There are some guesses of what it may be. It may have been, you know, mostly blind or whatever, but it doesn't really come right out and say. But there was a burden that he bore, and he prayed many times and asked God to deliver him from that burden, and God didn't deliver him. You know, sometimes we're burdened down. We have a burden in life, something that just keeps going and nagging and nagging and nagging and nagging at us. And the Bible says, cast that burden upon the Lord. Now, that doesn't mean God is going to take it away. What you're doing is you're saying, God, help me. Help me. And what he'll do is he will sustain you. He'll give you grace. You know, it's amazing the burdens that sometimes we have, and when we cast them, or when we turn them over to the Lord, sometimes the Lord removes the burden. But there's other times God says, no, it would be better if you bore this burden, because what God's goal for us is, what the Lord Jesus Christ, his goal for us, or God, his goal for us, is to be conformed to the image of his Son. And sometimes we need to bear that burden to enable us and help us to be more like Christ. But what God promises is, although you're going to carry that burden, although he's not going to take that burden away, He will sustain you. He will give you grace. And you might have to go to the Lord time after time after time and say, Lord, I'm casting this burden back upon you. Lord, help me. Sustain me. And you say, well, how do we know the difference? Well, the burden that you're carrying in your life, is it bringing you closer to God? I've been carrying some burdens. And as I've dealt with each one of these burdens, and as I've prayed and I've cast them upon the Lord, you know what it's helped me do? It's actually drawn me closer to the Lord than I would have been without the Lord. Just give you a plain example. I'd like to be a millionaire. Is there anybody else here that would not like to be a millionaire? I'd like to be a millionaire. But you know why I'm not a millionaire? Because obviously God knows I can't handle it. So what he does is he keeps me poor in living by faith. It's a burden, and I would imagine probably 99.9% of us people are in that position where we're poor and we're living by faith, and we're tithing and giving by faith, and we're given missions by faith, and we're living by faith, and especially in the day to come, since the beginning of the year, I'll be honest with you folks, my my bills that I pay, they everything is increased by about $700. Now I get a letter from the mortgage company. Kenton County raised my taxes. Well, in Kenton County, they don't have to notify you unless you get on the list to be notified. Well, how are you supposed to know? You're supposed to be on the list to get notified that your taxes are going to go up. And then they tell you, you had until April to dispute it. Well, it didn't go in effect until June, and that's when I found out about it. Well, calendar, April, comes before June, and there's nothing we can do about it. You have to wait until January, pay these extra taxes until January, and then you can dispute it. And I asked her, when January comes and I dispute this, are you going to back up and give me that money? Oh, no, we don't do that here in Kentucky. Again, a burden. And what I'm getting at here, I'm not asking y'all to feel sorry for me. Obviously, I've got plenty to eat. God's taking care of me, and I'm not doing without. But again, where I am keeps me seeking the Lord. And there's burdens in our life that we bear, whether they be health, whether they be family situations, or what I'm talking about. It's the one that you're thinking about right now that you're thinking, man, this is a burden I would just love to be rid of. Well, maybe one day God will take that burden from you. But then just maybe the Lord will let you live with it. Because it's a burden that you need to make you to become more like Christ. You see, burdens, although they're tough, can be a blessing. It just depends on how you look at it. And so I want to encourage you, church, don't be discouraged. Cast your burdens on the Lord. He will either take the burden away or he'll give you the grace to bear it. The Bible says here, verse number 22, cast thy burden upon the Lord. And what's interesting, notice here in the Word of God, that's all capital letters. And he shall sustain thee. It doesn't say he might sustain you. He said, it doesn't say that, he'll get around to it. He said, when you cast that burden upon me, when you give it to me, when you stay close to me, when you abide in me, he said, he shall sustain thee and he shall never suffer, pay close attention here, the righteous to be moved. What does that mean? The righteous to be moved. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good. Here's the righteous part. To them that love God to them who are called according to his purpose. You see, that's this part here in the Word of God that it's saying, and he shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. And what he's talking about there is that burden. If you'll follow the Lord and do what the Lord tells you to do, won't defeat you. It won't cost you your salvation. It won't destroy your life. What it'll actually do is make you a stronger, more faithful, better Christian. And so what burdens are you carrying today, folks? Is it a burden that, like the first one we looked at, where it says, "And for every man shall bear his burden, his own burden"? Is it a burden that you need to be picking up, bear ye one another's burden, so fulfill the law of Christ? Or is it that burden that the Lord just said, you need to keep? You need to hang on to this one. Because what it's going to do is it's going to make you a better person. It's going to bring you before the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's what I have for you this morning. And if Mark, if you'll come, we'll have an invitation time. And I want to thank you all for being here. Want to encourage you to come back tonight. And if the Lord's dealing with your heart, and whatever that he's dealing with you, the altars are always open. You may want to come and pray for somebody that's lost. You might need to come and get something straightened out with the Lord. But whatever God is dealing with your heart, the altars are open to do. And again, if you're here this morning and you're not sure about your salvation, we'll take the Word of God and we'll show you how you can be saved.